Yeah, today I'm going to share with you today is the prayer from King David.
我们今天要分享的经文是在诗篇63节。
Psalm 63.
好，在我们开始之前，我们来先知道，既然我们要分享大卫的祷告，那么我们先来知道一下什么是祷告。Now
let's begin with what it is pray.
祷告其实说的简单点，就是我们和上帝的对话和上帝的沟通。
Yeah, simply speaking, a prayer is the one way to communicate and talk with our God.
所以说的简单是这样，但是呢，其实祷告又有很复杂。
In reality, prayer can be very complicated.
因为祷告里面有好几个要素，比方说赞美、认罪、感恩、祈求。
Yeah, often we have include a lot of elements inside the prayer and then praise, ask, and so on.
如果大家记得吴牧师所说祷告的要求的话，我记得他有7点。
Yeah, pastor will normally list at least seven elements in one prayer.
我这里是简化了一点。
And I would just give you a simplified version.
但是我认为这是很重要的，因为这和我们接下来分享大卫的诗篇有关系。
But it's really important to think about it.
所以说我刚才在想到这个大卫的祷告的时候，箴言3:5-6，第五节就跳到我的脑海里面。箴言3:5，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
When I prepare for this message, the one verse come to my mind is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
对，所以说我们，我的感动就是不要自作主张，大家听神的祷告。
Yeah, please just listen to what God wants to say.
好，下一章。我刚开始在教会服侍的时候，我是做翻译。当时在德州的教会，我刚开始服侍是做翻译。
When I was in Texas, I began to serve inside the church. I began with as a translator.
大家知道翻译有3个境界，叫信、达、雅。In
Chinese translation, actually, we had term as three realm in a translation: the faithfulness, expressiveness, and elegance.
所以说，神有的时候赐给每个人的恩赐不同的，可能神赐给我的是翻译的恩赐。
Yes, a lot of time God gives you the gift and the serving inside the church. One of the gifts God gives to me is translation.
每当我读经的时候，我会尽量去想到读中文的时候想到英文的这个翻译。如果我跟别人听别人说话，或者跟别人说，特别是有的是俗语的时候，我也会想到相对的英文的翻译是什么。
So often when I communicate with brothers and sisters, I always think about some kind of translation and think of what it will be said in English.
然后说那个信达雅，我们来看看我所看到的信达雅最佳的那个经文，最佳的不是经文，是外面的翻译版本是怎么样的。
So let's think about it in the three aspects of faithfulness, expressiveness, and elegance. In plain English, it means to get to the point exactly, completely, and beautifully.
北宋有个词人叫李清照，大家都非常熟悉。
Yeah, there's a famous poet, Li Qing Zhao.
他有一首词是《声声慢，寻寻觅觅》，开头是这样的。
One of the poems is called A Slow Song, Seeking and Searching.
寻寻觅觅，冷冷清清，凄凄惨惨切切。
Seeking and searching, and desert and miserable.
这就是我们一般会想到的翻译，但是我们来看看林语堂的翻译是怎么样的。
Yeah, he translates into so dim, so dark, so dense, so dull, so damp, so dark, and so dead.
对，在这个里面说老实话，我当时在看到的时候，我是觉得是他是达到了这个信达雅的3个境界，达到了最高的境界。
So Ling, Professor Ling and Mr. Ling is not normal people. He excellent level to a translation in a top level.
但是大家想到没有？如果我们安心祷告的话，我们祷告也可以做到这三个境界。
Let me thinking as how can we reach this kind of three level in our personal prayer?
我们祷告里面也可以做到信、答、雅。
In our personal prayer, we can also reach these three realms of the faithfulness, expressiveness, and elegance.
好，让我们来看看大卫的诗篇。如果你有圣经的话，请你把圣经翻到诗篇第63篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 63, if you have Bible.
诗篇是我们祷告的言语泉源，就是。
Yeah, a lot of people use Psalm as the words to practice prayers.
如果你把你的人生之锚固定在神的身上的话，你在诗篇里面都可以找到那些话。
When you practice a prayer using Psalms, you almost put the anchor and the words of God.
我们每个人一生中都会有不同的经历，有快乐，有痛苦，有彷徨。
Everybody has a life experience. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad.
对我们基督徒来说，有的时候。当神离开你的时候，你会感到痛苦、孤独、害怕。
Yeah, particularly when sometimes you feel God is leaving you, you feel isolated and a desert.
那相反来说，如果是你远离了神，你会感到失落，你会感到彷徨。
But on another side, if you leave the God on your own, you'll feel much more miserable, different.
虽然我们每个人的人生经历都不同，但这种感觉应该是差不多的。
But everybody's experience might be different, but the feeling is very much similar.
诗篇六十三篇其实就是大卫他在逃跑的时候写的。
So in this particular Psalm 63 is happened when David escaped some of the life threatening.
他当时是在旷野里面。
He was in the wilderness of life.
那我们每个人，当我们经历我们每个人生的旷野的时候，我们的反应是怎么样的呢？
Now, one question I want to ask you is, what you will feel when faced a similar situation?
所以说，我们现在来看诗篇第一，诗篇六十三节第一节到第三节，这就是。我的感动就是，这就是信的阶段，让圣灵来给我们信心。
So, let's look at the first three verses of this Psalm 63. I call it this is the first stage of the faithfulness and the faith given to us by the Holy Spirit.
他开篇就说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。”
You God are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and a parched land where there is no water.
那我们大家一直都在寻找我们的真神。
We've been looking for one true God for a long time.
而且我们也一直想要确信我们的神没有抛弃我们。
And a lot of time we want to make sure God has not abandoned me.
在当时大卫在那个旷野的时候，他虽然感到了孤独，但他认为神一直陪伴着他。
So you can see David feel lonely when he in this moment, and he always thought God still with him.
更进一步来说，如果你们再看二三节的话，大卫他并没有单单的寻找安慰。他是寻求与神的同在。
So if you look at carefully about verse 3, David is not just simply seeking comfort of life, he's sought the presence of God.
几个礼拜前， 前个礼拜乃培弟兄分享的雅歌里面，就是我中有你，你中有我，我的两轮在我，就是其实这就是大卫所寻求的境界。
Not a long time ago, Brother Nepi shares us about the Song of Song, and you see the presence of God inside of me, and I'm present inside of God.
那对我们来说，什么都是要是我们所要寻找的呢？是快乐、安全，亦或是财富？
So one key question is, what are you looking most are looking for in your life? Are you looking for joy or security or wealth?
其实，当我们在我们人生旷野的时候，那个时候，我们的经历、我们的祷告，才会揭示出我们确实想要的。
The truth is that when you are living inside the wilderness, you experience what you're looking for is what you really most want.
大卫是这样祷告的，他只想要神的同在，他只想寻求神，信靠神。
So when David just wanted God to be with him and to seek God, to trust God, so David prayed like this.
在诗篇100篇第五章里面说，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Psalm 100 and verse 5 say, For the God is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
诗篇143篇第一节是这样，大卫是这样说：“耶和华，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求，凭你的信实和公义应允我。
Psalm 143 verse 1 Lord, hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief.
”这些都是大卫的祷告，他祈求耶和华耶稣垂听他的话。能够让他的言语能荣耀神的名。
This is all the David's prayer that he's asking God to listen to his words so that his words will be glorified the name of God.
所以说，我们只要跟神同在，我们不会感到害怕。
So when we seeking for God's presence with us, so we will not be scared.
以赛亚书41章10到12节说到。你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。凡向你发怒的，必都暴愧蒙羞；与你相争的，必如无有，并要灭亡；与你争竞的，你要找他们也找不着；与你征战的，必如无有，成为虚无。
Prophet Isaiah and written the following words inside chapter 41, and it says like, So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, and I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemy, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all.
大家注意了没有？在这3章经节里面，有6个 B。
In this just simple three verses, we have the six were not.
这就是神对我们信实的宣言。
This is the promise of God's faithfulness.
以赛亚他是犹大的领袖。
Isaiah is the leader and prophet of Israel.
对，他曾经预言，以色列人，他因为相信偶像、派别领袖以及其他的短暂的事情，他们必被被掳和流放。
So in his book, and he declared that because of the faithless, so the tribe of Israel will be abandoned by God.
但是呢，以赛亚他也提醒人们，神是至高无上的，神会把他们从流亡之地带回来。终有一天，神会差遣一位救赎主，把他们永远的救赎出来。
But Isaiah also made a promise, say, in one day God will bring me them back to the promised land, and he also will send a savior to rescue them from the wilderness.
所以说，他的话语里面，我们可以得到三个信息。
So you can see that inside these three words, he asked us to have a correct three responses.
So 一个是依靠主，你的即使你的境遇令人费解。
Even in such a situation, and you should rely on God.
依靠主，即使你在经历苦难。
Even in trouble and feel the pain, you can rely on God.
依靠主，即使你在经历心碎。
Even your broken heart, your heart will be comforted by God.
所以说，不管如何困难，我们时刻都要依靠主，信靠主。
It doesn't matter whenever, what kind of situation you are in, you can always rely on God.
去回应他那个经节里面的B，我们也可以用三个B来回应。
So they brought up the three correct responses, a three don't.
如果我们信靠神的话，我并不害怕，因为神赐我力量与安息。
Yeah, do not be afraid because God gives me strength and rest.
我并不担忧，因为在我遇上麻烦时，神会看顾。
Do not be dismayed because God will take care of me and when I'm in trouble.
我必不质疑，因为神蛮有大能，从不缺席。
Do not doubt because God is powerful and never absent.
在这里，我想跟大家分享一个小小的见证，是关于我女儿的出生。
I want to share a small testimony when my daughter was born. Now, which one?
我有三个女儿，我知道大家都在肯定问，其实我三个女儿的出生都是一个见证，但是我今天想分享的是第三个女儿的出生见证。
I want to share story still my younger one, the third daughter, when she was born.
因为我老大和老二他们出生之前，我太太都会被就是诊断为那个胎盘前置。
So we have a complexity and in the first and the second child was born, my wife has a difficulty delivering the baby.
我至今还记得那个症状的名字叫 placenta previa。
The name of the disease you all heard.
对，那当时呢，我们都是等到老三的时候，那个产科医生告诉我，这次没有胎盘前置了。
Pardon me. And when the search was when the doctor gave explained the complexity.
所以说，我们都是欢欢喜喜，很开心。而且在那次，我见证了我女儿从她妈妈肚子里面，因为必须是剖腹产，我见证了从她肚子里面出来的整个过程。
Doctors say there's no trouble, so the whole the procedure is rather complete. So I witness all the whole process.
我本来不敢看。
Normally I'm not there to watch,
因为很血腥，
observe.
因为很血腥的。
It's deliberately for me.
但是我太太跟我说，
But my wife told me.
她在边上，虽然她半身麻醉，她跟我说，你不看的话，这辈子就看不到了。
Well, this is your last chance. He said, if you miss it, you'll not get another chance.
所以说出来挺顺利的，但是过了一周出院了以后，我女儿出现了黄疸。
All the delivery process is rather smooth, but after 1 week, we do experience some new situation.
对，然后呢，我们就带她去看医生。
We check with doctor.
那医生看了以后，他一开他的尿布，马上让我们马上去送急诊。
So when the doctor monitor a little bit about his her diaper, and immediately he asked us to send to EU.
因为那是干的，他说你女儿现在已经在脱水了。
So because it's dry, so obviously the little girl is on dehydrate.
好，我们马上进了急诊，急诊医生马上就开始查看。 但是为了补水，马上必须要有那个输液管要深入他那很纤细的胳膊里面。
So the Rachel was so little, and we have to inject the water inside his body, her body.
不可能，我不知道他女儿的，但是其实不是很痛的，有的时候。但是我女儿当时哭的是撕心裂肺。
Medically speaking, she should not feel the pain, but she was crying like crazy.
因为他的胳膊是这么的细，然后那个管子整整换了6个护士才把那个管子给插进去。
Yeah, it took six nurses to try to put the needle inside a tiny arm.
难以置信的是，那个最后一次成功的是一个膀大腰圆的男护士，他比我还强壮。
So it's ironically, it's the last nurse made it through is body built up of a male nurse.
我后来就是检查各种各样的检查，但是冰冰在边上，她受不了了。
Yeah, at that moment, my wife cannot sustain that one anymore.
她全身发出了疹子。
And her body is rash and built up.
然后我就不得不把她送到隔壁的医院的另一个急诊室看成人的急诊。
She has to be sent to the emergency and another hospital on the other side.
我送过去的时候，其他的候诊的人都让我们赶快看，他们知道我还有一个 baby 在隔壁的急诊室。
Yeah, so but people are very kind. When we arrived, all the other patients they give it away. They know I have another baby in another side. So,
好，反正经过了好多的测试，后来我们让 Rachel 住院了。
yeah, after a lot of testing and stuff, and then the Rachel was inside the hospital.
当时医生的诊断是，他可能患了一种就是在他的直肠后端没有神经元的一种疾病。
So inside, after the examination, Doctor can nail down one of the disease might be inside deep in his body.
如果要治好这个疾病的话，必须要开始有一个开腹的手术。
Say, if you wanted to heal the disease, you might have to do surgery, open the body.
我网上查了一下，是要把他的肚子拉开，把那个肠子那一段没有神经元的剪掉，然后把它再拉过来，再接上去。反正看得我心惊肉跳。
My brother is very brave and Google and look through the website and check the detail. I don't want to share with you, sir.
所以说，在做手术之前，那个外科医生跟我们交谈，他说先要做一个 biopsy。
So the doctor say before the surgery we have to do a biopsy.
因为他们不想轻易的在这么小的 baby 身上把他的肚子给破开。
Yeah, the baby is so small, so doctors be careful.
然后我们就回家了。当时在医院里的时候，我是非常非常的害怕。
Yeah, when I was in the hospital and before go home, I was really scared.
我就不知道我怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
有一个基督徒来看望我们。
There's one Christian come by visit to me.
他也没有跟我们说好多的话，
He said a lot of things.
他就抱着冰冰跟我们一起祷告。
And he hugged Bing Bing and prayed for us.
然后他就说了，他说我没有什么话可以安慰你，
I don't have many words to comfort you,
只有神可以安慰你。
but God, only God can comfort you too.
但我可以告诉你说，如我可能。像这种事，也可能发生在我身上。
Yeah, the things happen to us a lot.
他说：“如果我现在走出医院，或许楼上掉下什么东西，一下子就把我砸死了。
Yeah, accident might happen to me too, and something drop on my head.
”所以说，不要惊慌，
Do not be panic.
就要祷告。
Yeah, pray.
后来我们在家祷告，结果是神是信实的。
Yeah, so we went home and pray at home, and God is merciful.
因为医生在做了 biopsy 以后，证实了他的直肠上是有神经元的。
So the good news is after biopsy, we do find the nerve inside the tissue.
所以说他的问题其实就是食物过敏，蛋白质过敏。
So it's just the food allergy.
所以说后来我们当我们听到那个时候，我们电话扔下来，冰冰就到那儿去祷告。
So when we dropped the phone, my wife was beeping, and I went inside another room to pray.
这就是我的见证。好，
Yeah, this is my testimony.
所以说虽然你们大家听起来惊心动魄，其实就像那个基督徒跟我们说的时候，不管碰到什么，我们要安静，我们要祷告，这就我们达到了我们要祷告的第二个境界。
So that's naturally, I want to lead you to the second of the stage of the prayer. It's called expressiveness. So you be quiet and listen to God and communicating with God.
这个境界就是达的境界，也是安静聆听神的境界。
Yeah, so it's called you to be quiet and listen to God.
我们要安安静静的与神交通，让我们的话语达到神的跟前。
Yeah, it's very important that you keep yourself be quiet. Don't talk too much when you try to talk with God.
每个人的方法不同，但是大卫他是用祷告来做的。
Yeah, everybody's method might be different. David's method was to pray, and his prayer was for worship and praise.
而且他的祷告充满了敬拜赞美。
So it's listed in Psalm 63 and 4 and 5.
所以说，在这个诗篇4到5节里面，他说到活着时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手；我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心像饱足了谷髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I'll be fully satisfied as with the richest of the food. With the same lips, my mouth will praise you.
想一想，我们人生的旷野的经历都是痛苦的，但神是信实的。
Also, if we experience it in the wilderness, all we remember is pain. But God was faithful.
对，生活中我们可以看到好多美好的事情，都是神赐给我们的，但是又有哪一样事情比得上与耶稣同在更美好呢？
Yeah, many things in life actually are very good, but to think about it's being with Jesus is critical better.
所以说我是非常鼓励大家，在称颂赞美神的时候，在你要祷告的时候，安安静静的在默想中寻找神，安安静静的祷告。
My advice to you is when you go approach God to pray, to be quiet and listen.
其实这个安静的过程，我想首先我们就是坦然无惧的来到神面前，我们每天都会有祷告，这是第一。
Yeah, first, we will need to have an honest conversation with God.
第二呢，我们也要天天读经，
And
并思想神
secondly,
的话语。
We will need to read the God's words, which is the Bible, and meditate on the God's words every day,
等候我们神的回应。
waiting for His answer.
第三，我们也要花时间回顾，在神在我们生命中动工的方式，要花时间灵修。
So the lesson is we needed to review the ways God walk on our life. So the spiritual communication, the spiritual practice is very important.
其实，在我们平时，我们大家经常会说到有一句话叫“人无远虑，必有近忧
Yeah, another Chinese saying is if a person has no long-term worries, he must have immediate concern.
”。果真如此吗？
But it's really true.
现在，我觉得我们的焦虑已经成了我们越来越普遍的这种体验。
So anxiety is becoming increasingly common inside at least in the United States.
全球都充斥着战争、哈以战争
And one day the rumor of war will come.
和要来的台海战争。
And then of the conflict inside between countries.
我们也经历着跨文化的个人生命中的冲突和变革。
And the culture is degrading.
我们对自身的安危、
And well, person life might be in danger.
孩子的成长，
And the kids grow up not as we want.
以及未来会是什么样的光景，我们
We don't know the future of the world.
对我们没有把握。
We don't know.
我可以说，现在整个美国人民都是在经历这样的焦虑。
So it seems like the American people are experiencing anxiety right now.
如果我们不警醒，不想着安静聆听神的话，我们基督徒也很容易陷入这样的焦虑。
If you don't be intentionally careful, we Christian can easily slip into anxiety as well, become swallowed up in the whirlpool of overthinking and worry.
但是神告诉我们的却是截然不同的。
But God seems to tell us totally different.
他让我们借着祷告，将万事都交托给他。
He wants us to surrender everything to Him through prayer.
这样做就承认他才是创造者。
So first, you have to admit that He is the creator.
他还坐在施恩宝座上。
He is still in control in the history.
他会保护我们，
He will protect us
引导我们的人生。
and guide our lives.
所以说，如果我们能够真正的降服下来，与神跟神求，让他把他的属灵里的平安赐给我们。
So if we got our salt and surrender to Him, God promises to give us of the peace.
神的平安就会给你出人意外的快乐。
Yeah, God's peace of I expect peace or transcend our understanding, our worry and all the changing world.
其实是我们其实没有能力改变自己的处境。
In reality, we don't have the power to change the situation.
只有神才能。
Only God can.
当我们企图掌控一切的时候，往往会加剧我们的焦虑和担忧。
If we try to control these words, exasperate the worry among us.
但是，当我们把我们的忧虑交给神的时候，让他用平安来取代我们的忧虑，久而久之，我们就会发现他的平安会给我们能力，让我们以不同的方式去思考和行动。
So when we surrender all our situation and thought to God, so we can allow God to intervene and to renew some change in our thought and action, and allow His peace to empower us to think and act differently.
所以那句话，刚才我说的"人无远虑，近亦无近近必有近忧"，我们可以把它改成"人无远虑，亦无近忧"。
So, and a better way to speak that Chinese slang is as a Christian, we can be without long-term or no immediate concern.
所以说，我们要避免焦虑，回应神的呼召，做好我们基督徒做好在世上的光和盐。
So every time we feel anxiety, we will take a moment to pray quietly so we will be the light and the salt of the world.
但是我们，因为我们相信我们的神一直掌权，我们要做，避免做那种无谓的盐和一点点暗淡的光。
Yeah, the words also warn us, say we should not become of the light without a shining and the salt without the taste.
就是勇敢地把我们基督徒、我们神掌权的事跟世人们给显示出来，显示我们在属神的平安。
Yeah, to be brave and demonstrate God's peace around ourselves.
如果我们做到了以后的两点，那快乐就会随之来临。我们就打。
After this two stage of the prayer, now we'll naturally go to the third stage, which is follow God happily and joyfully.
那就是雅的阶段。
That's the elegance stage.
我们来看看大卫的信心，他从第六章到第十一节，第六节到第十一节。
It's demonstrated in a verse of the Psalm 63, David's face.
他在第六节里他说：“我要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你，因为你曾帮助我，我在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。”
So it records say, on my bed I remember you, I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. So I sing in the shadow of your wings, I cling to you, your right hand uphold me. Those who wanted to kill me will be destroyed. They will be go down to the depths of the earth, they will be given over to the soul and become a food for jackals.
你们可以看看。 在这些经节里面，大卫是多么的欢快喜乐。
Yeah, David is joyful inside those verses.
实际上，在神里面，我们一定要是常常喜乐。
Yes, Christians supposed to be happy.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章16到18节说到，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩。 因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Now there's one verse in the First Thessalonians of chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
保罗要我们常常喜乐，他的劝告的意义，这并不是一个随意的命令。
Yeah, this is the command, and Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the church.
他而是对在基督里找到持久喜乐的证明。
He's demonstrate how to the approach to be joyful Christian like living.
这是一种豁达的面对人生不可预测的章节的喜乐。
Yeah, so this is a joy that manifests itself in the face of the life unpredictable seasons with openness.
选择喜乐并不是否认实际的困难和痛楚。
The choosing to be joyful does not mean deny actual suffering and pain.
选择喜乐是一个深思熟虑的决定。
It's rather a thoughtful decision anchor in the joy in the character and the promise of our Heavenly Father. So when we anchor this one in God's promise and rather under the life circumstance, joy is the declaration of trust.
刚刚阿特诗班的《天父的花园》里面有一句歌词，深深地打动了我。
The song, song by the those kids are rather cute. So one of the particular sentences really struck me.
他唱道：“不管刮风和下雨，应许从不离开。”
It doesn't matter the wind and the storm, but God's presence is always with me.
弟兄姐妹们，在你面临大大小小的试炼和不确定性的时候，选择我们可以从保罗这句“要常常喜乐”中汲取力量。When
you face all the difficulty, pain, and troubles, the apostle Paul's this verse is really encourage us.
神在做工，他在塑造你和打造你的旅程。
God is always walking on and on you with all those circumstances.
即使现在目的还不是很明显，只要信靠他，你会得到你最终益处和精心安排你的人生。
Trust into Him, and God has the purpose of all those situations in your life.
所以说，我们要常常喜乐，然后怎样保持常常喜乐呢？ 那就是不住祷告，凡事谢恩。Yeah,
it's simple words. The strategy is to rejoice always and pray continually and give thanks.
神给我们的都是美好的。What
God give us is the best.
我们感恩的心也是一颗喜乐的心。And
be graceful.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见。 人心也未曾想到的。
In God's words, it say As it's written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, that's the thing God has prepared for those who love Him.
所以昨天我们14个弟兄姐妹来到了恩典，为我们恩典堂的将来来祷告。
Yesterday, we have 14 brothers and sisters in the morning come to church, pray for the church.
大家在属灵分享的时候都提到，我们现在真的不知道谁掌管明天。In
in the sharing, and all us to agree that we really don't know who is guiding of a future right now.
我们教会将来，我们教会的事工，我们教会的种种的困难。
Church is facing a lot of uncertainty and difficulty, and so don't know.
但是在祷告的过程中，我听到弟兄们都是对神的给我们的将来是都是蛮有希望。But
we have, I hear all the brothers and sisters pray. I can hear there's a strong hope in their voice.
神一定会给我们一个我们所想不到的一个将来。
Yeah, I heard that the God's work deliver us with an unexpected destination.
对，只要我们每个弟兄姐妹都勇敢地担当，在你现在所能做的事情上，再迈出那么一小步，我们恩典堂会大不一样。
All the brothers and sisters just need to stand in their pole and make their own contribution and make one step at a time.
所以今天父亲节，我想把一段麦克阿瑟给他儿子的祷告词送给大家。Yeah,
today I want to share with you because it's Father's Day, so there's one of the famous general, MacArthur. He had made a written prayer to his son.
我就不念了，但是大家可以看一下。但是你看，麦克阿瑟给他儿子的祷告词里面，其实也是充满了信达雅三个方面。Yeah,
this is a beautiful prayer you can look up online, and it's rather long, so I'm not going to read the whole prayer.
他求神让他的儿子坚强勇敢。
Basic idea is he asked God to build me a son, a strong son.
那就是信。
It's trust him and
然后他又要让他的儿子诚实。
He wanted his son is in face ease and comfort.
他就是，这就是答。
That's the second stage of prayer.
最后要温驯，谦逊，温和。
The build me a son, the whole heart will be clear, and with a goal will be high.
那就是雅。
Yeah, that will be the third stage of the prayer.
所以说，我们一般人经历人生旷野的时候，不会有祷告，所以说他们也没有喜乐。
That's the go back to the famous poet Li Qingzhao. So because they don't have God in their hands, so that's why you feel the desert and the miserable.
你看，伊安居士，他是说寻寻觅觅，冷冷清清，凄凄惨惨切切。
You say searching and seeking and seeking and searching and desert and miserable.
但我把它改一下，如果是我们基督徒能够做到信达雅的时候，那就是寻寻觅觅。 安安静静，欢欢喜喜乐乐。
Search and seek, find, be quiet and happy, and be happy. So dim, so dark, so quiet, so peaceful, so joy and so present, so happy.
让我们一起低头祷告。Let's
pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。Dear
God, Heavenly Father,
感谢你在这一个特别的主日，Thank
you for this special day.
能够让孩子在 恩典堂和大家一起分享主的信息。Let
me share this message with brothers and sisters in this church.
感谢主时刻赐下我们属天的平安和喜乐。Thank
you for all the everlasting peace and transcend on us.
求主让我们时时刻刻有一颗祷告的心。
We pray you give us of everlasting prayerful heart.
为我们自己,
Pray for ourselves, pray for the church, pray for our family.
求主的大能时刻陪伴我们,
may your great force with us.
求主的圣灵时刻充满我们恩典堂,
Spiritual is and reside in this church.
让我们大家一起来荣耀主, 赞美主,
Let us together glorify your name.
活出主的见证,
Live up to your expectation.
祷告不配,
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
好，大家起立。我们来唱一首回应诗。阿巴父。